On 3SH, the heart of the Murray this morning, as we are every week, we are joined by the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council, and that is Michael Kitzman. Once again, a very good morning to you, Michael.
And good morning, Chris. It's been a busy week since we spoke last.
Well, there's obviously plenty to update, so I'll give you the floor. Please feel free to give us an update.
Yeah, what I wanted to do is just let everyone know how we're going with some of our major roadworks projects this week. So the first one I'll talk about is the long-awaited MR67 or Bull Track Road, Balranald to Ivanhoe. Our crews are out there working on that as we speak right now, and they're going through and developing that road and forming and constructing it to a bitumen two-lane sealed standard over the next 3 or 4 months. So the works are going on. It's in two stages up there. So, ladies and gentlemen, please, when you go up there, there are only going to be very, very small delays, if any delay at all, but please be careful. We've got our guys out there working. It's a dangerous environment, and they're getting it done as quickly with as little impact on the community as they can. So just take that little bit of extra care when you're going through there. And what you'll see in 3 months' time is an amazing road that's been long awaited by this community. It's really going to open things up, and we're looking forward to seeing that finished. Now, the other one is the Mildura to Ivanhoe Road. Now, that's a purely gravel road, but it is one of the major transport corridors for our rural properties in the northern and western part of the Shire. And because of the drought, it's been fairly badly damaged with heavy vehicles carting hay and fodder through that area to support our farmers up in the outback country, which is dry as anything. And the road has become quite degraded. So there's money being spent on it, and the works are commencing in the next week. And what's happened is the state government has actually provided Balranald Shire $300,000 in drought assistance money to support our farming community for works on that road. Now, $300,000 doesn't go far, but the team have been out there. They've started looking at the major areas which need significant work and those areas which just need a little touch-up to keep them in good condition. And they'll be getting out there and doing some really detailed repairs over the next couple of weeks. And that'll probably take about 2 months to finish off all of the works on that road there, because they're not doing the whole road. $300,000 doesn't do the whole road, but they are getting all of the bad areas sorted out to make it much safer. Please be careful on our gravel roads. The dry conditions, they have deteriorated. Some of them are quite corrugated. Some of them have got bull dust and potholes in them and damage to them. But that's the nature of what happens in the drought conditions. The road dries out, becomes very hard, heavy vehicles going through, and it really does damage it quite a bit. And unfortunately, all of the cost of repairs go through the roof because we have to cart water extremely long distances for our crews to be able to do anything.
It's great to get an update on how everything is going around the council region. Thank you once more, Michael.
Not a problem, Chris. There's plenty more going on, so we'll keep the community informed as we move forward.
Absolutely. Always great to catch up, and look forward to catching up next week. Michael Kitzman is the General Manager of the Balranald Shire Council.